Story Warren Books presents The Found Boys by S.D. Smith, narrated by Andy Harvey. Chapter 1. You can learn a lot by a man's handshake. First, for instance, that he has a hand. Second, that he has a skill shared with our friends in the dog world, the ability to shake. Third, that he's a fool for trusting his precious human hand to the megaton squeezing power of mine. "Ow!" said Tommy Tucker, 2 years my junior. "Sorry, Tommy," I replied with deeply sincere concern. "Sometimes I forget how incredibly strong I am." Tommy stuck out his tongue and rushed out the wide church doors, while our fathers, suit-clad and chatty, discussed the sermon. I chased after Tommy as he fled for the swings over the hill behind the old church. The swings sat across from the new shelter where we had cookouts. Horseshoe pits and a rotting volleyball net were crammed near the shelter to leave space for the softball field. Behind the field? You want to know what was behind the field? Woods and water. An explorer's paradise. "Tommy, you ignorant Philistine!" I yelled, patiently. "Wait for me!" "You're too slow!" he shouted back, much like Goliath might have shouted at the hosts of Israel. He sped ahead. Now, I wasn't slow. I was just careful. I prided myself on my ability to outthink the opposition and swiftly arrive at conclusions by means of my brain. I would always win because I didn't need to outrun anyone. I could outsmart them. I thought about my brain power as Tommy Tucker's form grew smaller in the distance. When I caught up to him, Tommy was slumped into the seat of the best swing, pretending to sleep. I frowned. "You took the best swing again." Tommy pretended to wake up, yawning widely as he tried to hide his smile. "Oh, hello, Scott. I got tired of waiting for you and took a little nap here on old number one." He rattled the swing's chain and grinned. "The rocket launcher." "You always get the rocket launcher," I said, not whining for sure. "To the victim goes the spoiled." I rolled my eyes. "It's to the victor go the spoils." "Nuh-uh," he said, leaning into a deep pump to get the rocket launcher fired up. In a few moments, he was soaring high and smiling wide, like a spoiled victim of too much speed. I started pumping my legs, tightly tucked in on retreat, extended like two jutting javelins on outswing, and tried to catch up to Tommy's dizzying heights. I rose higher and higher, side-eyeing Tommy all the while, as the foundations of the swing set shook and the rhythmic ding of chain on aluminum provided the only percussion to ever come this close to Valley Baptist Church. Then Tommy flew. He sailed free of the swing, arms flailing and wild joy on his face. It was a dirty trick, launching without any warning. Everyone knows the rules. You don't just launch without an announcement. But he was intent on depriving me of the rocket launcher. "Not today, Tommy." Instead of launching in turn, I dug the heels of my wingtips into the dirt and slipped off my swing just as Tommy was turning to race back and reclaim old number one. Ignoring the mom-defying dirt on my wingtips, eyes wide to spy out Tommy's progress, I stepped sideways to secure my prize. Seeing that Tommy was well behind me, I spun to grab the swing. I had failed, however, to properly calculate the trajectory of the rocket launcher. It rocket launched into my face, slapping me with the faded plastic seat, then following up with a flailing beatdown by chain. I reeled, of course. It was the only thing possible to do. Any boy would have reeled, and I did reel. Spinning away, I struck my head on the swing's A-frame pole and slumped to the ground. Tommy was very concerned and inquired if I was okay from the comfort of his seat on old number one. "I'm fine," I said, feeling the knot form on my head through my hair. "I was just checking out the grass. It's very short, I find. Must have got a trim." "Do you have a concussion?" Tommy asked. "Yeah," I replied, not wanting him to know that I had no idea what a concussion was. "My dad got me one."
"No, he never," Tommy said.
"A concussion is when you bang your brain and you go stupid for a while." "Nah," I rubbed my head some more, then spit enthusiastically. "Stupid isn't in my vocabulary. It's just a stinger. Let's go to the creek." Tommy nodded, then frowned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?